streets.
Blog Talk Radio.
I was in my mom's stomach, but I went.
Yeah, Rue was popping. Rue was real nice. Beach wise. But Turks might have the best one. Real talk.
Yeah, he was like FaceTiming me and he showed me like the water is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, Grace Bay. That shit is ridiculous. Alright. How y'all looking? You good?
I'm good.
Oh, I got y'all switched this time. I thought I brought Ashley in first. Do me a favor, just jump out and then jump back in. Let Ashley come in first and then CK come in, and then that way the screens will be organized properly. So just leave out and then jump back in.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. Dave, I see you on the phones. Just make sure the calls are out. All right. Y'all ready to go?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I have a lot to say, so let's get into it.
Yeah, I can't stop laughing, man. I'm just so frustrated, honestly. Where are we understanding, CK? Can you look that up?
Yeah, I got you. I know we're 21 to 22, but hold on. We are still seventh. Yeah.
Give me some levels real quick.
Mic check, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2.
Mic check. What's up?
Ashley, go ahead one more time.
Mic check, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2.
Go ahead one more time.
Mic check, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, that's good. Before it sounded like you weren't talking in the mic. Mic, good?
Can you hear it now?
Yeah, you're good now.
This chat is I can't even read this chat. Like, this is God.
Sunday night Knicks. Knicks going for revenge against the Sixers, having lost 14 straight to Philly. in what was one of the ugliest, weirdest games of the season. A defensive slugfest, no doubt about it. Knicks found themselves down going into this fourth quarter, but they clawed their way back by clutch play by Alec Burks. R.J. Barrett in his bully bag once again. And Julius Randle gets a crazy lucky three-pointer to bounce to send it into overtime. Thought the Knicks were trending well. Thought the momentum was headed our way. But a couple unlikely heroes saved it for Philly. One of them being Danny Green, the Long Island native. Cashes in two clutch three-point shots. Tobias Harris as well. And in the end, the Zebras once again hurt the Knicks on a loose ball foul. We get called on a loose ball foul. Sixers would end up going up one. Julius had his chances in the end, but it was too little too late, man. Knicks ball 101 to 100. Knicks post-game live presented by Manscaped, CPS, with Moss, CK2K in the building. Crazy, crazy game. Cardiac Knicks. It was one of those cardiac Knicks games, CK.
If that's what we want to call it. Look, man, I'll start it off. I'll be the temper one because I want Asher to go off because I know she will. We made our mistakes throughout this entire game. You know, it was a low-scoring game. Very good defensively for us. But, yeah, tough ending. We'll get into it, but very, very tough call there to call at the very end of the game. Then we can even talk about the challenge. A lot of moments. But, yeah, I'll go with Cardiac next on this one. Another robbery for us. We got to call 911. Saw that tweet today.
Man, 14 straight. I wanted this game, man. I wanted this game, man. We had the game. 196. We had the game. A Tobias Harris three-pointer makes it 100-99. And then come on, you're really gonna call this on Julius Randle, man?
At that point of the game.
At that point in the game, let me just fast forward to this. Let me just fast forward to this play, man. Because it was just egregious. Absolutely egregious. Yeah, you only had two refs playing. I mean, two refs out there. The third ref, I think, had COVID or something of that nature. But, you know, on the Harris drive, or it's a Shake Milton drive.
Yeah, Shake.
You know, to call Randle on the loose ball foul on Harris. It was crazy. And then Thibodeau goes for the challenge, and the referees didn't hear him, or they claim they didn't hear him. They don't give him the challenge.
I swore, and I need to find the footage. I got league pass NBA, so I'm going to be looking. I swore I saw the referee show the signal. So I don't know. I was confused. I thought I was being challenged the entire time. I didn't see the green light, but I thought it was being challenged. Tibbs thought it was being challenged. The team thought it was challenged.
Everyone's
and then we came right
challenged.
Back to it as well. Oh, man.
Ash, how you feeling?
Talk to me.
So I'm going to start with what we did wrong, and then I'm going to go into what the end results ended up being. Obviously, you know, early in the game, we had a problem getting to the line, hitting free throws. And you know what I say about free throws? They're free points. And at some point in the game, they're going to come back and haunt you. But the Knicks did a good job, especially after going on the 11-0 run before the half to bring it within one. Then shots started to fall more in the second half. The defense was always there. It's just their shots weren't there. So that started to correct itself in the second half of the game. And you would think that you fight back. You had that serendipity shot from Julius Randle that brings you into overtime. You would then think that the officiating, the referees, yes, there's only two of them out there, but that's not your problem, my problem, or anybody else's problem. That's the league's problem for not having enough refs on standby in the situation that we are in. You would think that the refs out there could do their job. They had not one, but two bad calls against the Knicks, two set calls against the Knicks. If this were any other team, if this was the Brooklyn Nets, they would have gotten at least one of the two, if not both of those calls in their favor. So I feel like this is an egregious attack on New York basketball because if it happens one time, okay, you can say the refs, you know, bad calls happen. You can't get a perfect game every single game. You can't get perfect officiating every single time.
This is the second time we played Philadelphia. The last game there was a suspect call. This time there's a suspect call. We don't get any home calls like other teams do. Every single foul that's called on us is not called on the other team. It's not an even playing field when we play whoever we play. Even if we play in the Garden, as you can see, we're playing in the Garden. We don't even get the benefit of the doubt of being the home team. I feel like the officiating really needs to be looked into when it comes to the New York Knicks, because once is an accident, three times is a habit, and this is ridiculous. This is a conspiracy, and I'm not having it. This is something going on here, and I'm not sure what it is, but this does not make any sense to me, because basketball 101, you don't have to be a referee. You don't have to go to referee school. You don't have to take all that training and all that certification that they make them take to see that certain calls should not be getting called. Certain things should not be getting overturned.
You can't call that at the end of the game, man.
You can't.
They weren't going to win the challenge, but you can't call that at the end of the
game. You don't call that in overtime. And I'm with CK. I saw Tibbs call that challenge. I saw him call for a challenge. So that means, and I saw that it was recognized that he called for a challenge. So that in itself is suspect. But I just feel like these referees are picking and choosing when they want to go ahead and make certain calls. It's not an even playing field. Some players get calls. Some teams get calls. And those same calls are not called for other teams. And the New York Knicks are one of those teams. And it is a problem. And it needs to be looked into because this is ridiculous. It's three times now. Three times.
In the Garden. That's the point.
In MSG,
crazy,
man.
In the Garden.
In our building, bro. In our building. You can't call that at that time, man.
Crazy.
Oh man, what a game. Where do you start with this, man? You know, the Danny Green back-to-back three-pointers was truly a dagger. Like, even though it came down to Julius's shot, like, of all people, you know, Danny Green hitting those back-to-back threes, it hurt us, man. And I thought RJ's defense was good enough. You know what I mean? And you give Green credit. He just hit the two shots. You know, he hit the shots he needed to make, and I thought that was a dagger. Tobias's three, obviously, up 196. That was huge for them, obviously. It was tough, man. It was tough. You know, Burks was the reason for cardiac Knicks, man.
He gave you
some, and he took away a lot, man. How about Burks? He gets the steal on Ben Simmons. That's a two-on-one, has Julius wide open.
I don't understand.
And you know Burks on the fast break is a disaster. And this time he airballs the layup in typical Burke fashion. But it was just one of those games, man. Absolutely gut-wrenching loss by these Knicks. 21-22 in the campaign, 7th in the East. Man, it was tough. You know, it was tough. You know, even though we were right in it, whether it was regulation overtime, I thought we were missing our point guards badly out there. We settled for a lot of hero ball, a lot of one-on-ones, a lot of isolations, a lot of, you know, Julius forcing the issue, which I thought got us in trouble a lot. I thought IQ was overmatched out there, so Tibbs goes with Burks to finish the game. But we're missing our point guards, man. We're definitely missing our point guards, no doubt about it.
Point guards or no point guards, we can't have 17 turnovers, though.
Big time.
I think, we had seven turnovers in the last game, which is, you know, that's been normal for us this season. 17 turnovers, I understand, like you mentioned, I agree. You know, we're missing Rose. Hell, you could even say we're missing Alfred Payton because that can big control that situation. But at the same time, there was a lot of knuckleheadedness going on, especially in that first half. Within the first quarter, you know, that was something that, you know, free throws, we can talk about that as well. But the turnovers to me was one of the biggest things. It just looked like, because they were turning over the ball too. I think they had 19, but we weren't capitalizing on it because we would do the exact same thing the following play. So, I mean, like I said, and like Ashley said, and like CP said, there's a lot to be put on us. Like, we can talk about the rest. There's a lot to be put on us for sure. But just for the game to end the way that it did, is just, I think that's what is just taking out the energy out of all Knicks fans after this game. How many times are we going to talk about a game being ended because of a referee call, not because of a missed shot by us, not because of a turnover by us? That's the frustration.
And that's the thing. It kind of takes away from the mistakes you make as a team when the people out there who are hired to officiate the game and to do it correctly don't do their job. It's one thing, like I said, to miss one call. It's one thing to miss a second call. You don't miss two major calls down the stretch like that. That in overtime, no less. And this is not the first time it's happened to us. And that's why it's so frustrating, because it seems as though even when the Knicks make it a game, even when the Knicks get back into it, there's always a wall that they can't get over. And that wall is the referees. And that's what is so frustrating about this, because you can't fight the refs. At the end of the day, they're not going to change calls. You could argue with them all you want. You saw Julius Randle trying to do it. They don't hear what you're saying. I mean, it's a barrier that you cannot cross. And yes, we could have put ourselves in a better situation where that wouldn't have even mattered. But at the end of the day, it is a part of the game. And as a part of the game, you expect the right calls to be made most of the time. And you expect the calls that are given to your opponent to be given to you as well. It's very lopsided officiating, not just in this game. I see it in the Utah Jazz were complaining about. You see it in the games they play.
League-wide.
It's just very lopsided officiating across this league. It's like the referees have favorites. The referees have people they give calls to, players they give calls to, and everybody else just has to fend for themselves, and it's a problem.
Yeah. Just not consistent, man. Just not consistent. So Knicks go down once again, 101-100. I thought RJ had a good game. All things considered, I thought RJ had a, you know, going toe to toe with Simmons once again. I thought RJ had a poised game. He was very much under control. I wanted to see him with the ball in his hands, especially in crunch time, because I thought, you know, Julius and Burks, they were a train wreck.
Yeah.
Even though they got us in this game, I mean, they were the cardiac Knicks tonight. They were the cardiac Knicks tonight. In that Julius and Alec Burks, but I thought RJ had two clutch assists in this overtime. He kicked off the overtime finding Burks for a corner three, and then he finds Bullock for a three late in overtime with like 2 seconds left on the shot clock, and I thought those were clutch plays for RJ. I would have loved to have seen them, again, running some more offense through him, especially late, especially when we were down a point guard and, you know, Burks was just out of control at times, but you know, it is what it is. Again, solid effort by RJ against this top Sixers team. Sixers did a good job, though, of whether it was especially in the first half, whether it was IQ, RJ, or Burks, really stripping the ball from the ball handlers as those guys try to seal them while they were driving into the paint. You know, they made that adjustment, especially on IQ. You know, IQ likes to do that a lot, where he's trying to seal off the defender, get into the paint, and get the floater off. So Danny Green's defense, you know, give him credit. Danny Green's defense was solid on all the Knicks guards tonight, and that led to, 18 turnovers we had?
17.
17. We averaged 13 on the year. Yeah. Philly forces about 15 on the year, so 17 turnovers, man. That definitely hurt us.
Danny Green is the reason I never dated a guy from Long Island. It's so annoying, just irritating all game long. And I just remember he's exactly the reason, because it's just annoying. It was just, you could not, he was like a pest, would just not get off of you. You just not leave us alone. He was always there. He was always making a shot when you didn't need him to make a shot. He was stunning Julius Randle in the first half of the game, swatting every shot that he tried to put up, just swatting it away. It was just out of control.
Tough.
Like,
he honestly tough defense, was
aggravating.
It was tough. And also in that fourth quarter, I mean, once again, this is where I was kind of concerned with this game, because it was similar to last game where that Philly second unit pushed them to the lead in the fourth quarter. You know, what's his name? Shake Milton,
man.
Yeah, he killed us. Thibault had a couple of clutch buckets in that fourth quarter. So I'm like, you know, with Simmons and Harris and Green on the bench, I'm like, damn, this second unit is hurting us right now. So I didn't really like our chances going into that fourth, especially the way that we were, you know, the lack of ball movement all throughout this game. But, you know, give credit. The Knicks showed a lot of heart and resiliency in this game despite everything. And like I said, RJ had a big part in it. Burks, you know, despite the turnovers and you know, up and down play, he certainly had some clutch buckets in that fourth quarter. I think he had 16 points in the fourth and overtime combined. And so, you know, give them credit. They show good resiliency. It's just a heartbreaking finish. Mitch came back. That was one of the storylines of the game. Mitch came back from the hand injury, goes down to an ankle injury. So we don't know the status of Mitch, man, but it looked like he turned it going for a loose ball, of all things. And, you know, just one of those freak accidents, man, trying to snatch a loose ball and ends up turning his ankle. So we lost Mitch. I thought his defense was good. You know, I thought he was good out there, CK. I thought he did a good job, man, in the paint. I thought he did a good job on the switches out there on the perimeter. I thought he was typical Mitch on the defensive side for sure.
Yeah, defensively, he was a big part of how we were getting back into the swing of things in that second quarter because we were looking terrible after the first. I think we only had 14 points, something crazy like that in the
first
quarter.
15 points.
15,
yeah.
Yeah. And then the second quarter, you can see defensively we started to slow it down and figure it out, and we were starting to lead to them getting a lot more turnovers in that second quarter, and a lot of that had to do with Mitchell Robinson, just his presence being there, and R.J. Barrett doing the great job that he was doing. But, yeah, Mitchell Robinson – seeing him back was definitely needed. First play of the game, you could already see he was active. Had a nice screen and cut to the hoop that made me really upset because nobody looked at him because he was wide open in the paint, but that's neither here nor there. But the activity out of Mitchell Robinson was definitely missed. But unfortunately, going back to the injury problems that he's had since he's been on the New York Knicks,
injuries,
that's his ankles,
man.
Those damn ankles, you know. So for that to happen again, you know, you're a little concerned. Hoping it's nothing too serious, but for the time that we had him for, 16, 17 minutes, he was active, and you could tell just instantly what we were missing he was providing for us. So having him and Noel back together, I'm looking forward to that moment again. We got a little taste tonight, but I'm hoping we get more of that in the future.
Hopefully.
I will say this, that if this is a team that if the playoffs happen today and we somehow – this is the first team that we have seen the first round and how they are without Embiid, I'm not afraid of the 76ers team, and I think that without Embiid on that floor with them, they look like a completely different team. I mean, for a team that's a top-seeded, you know, squad in the East, to go against a New York Knicks team who has many offensive gaps, who, as a team in general, just has many things that they still need to correct and they still need to add to their roster, to go toe-to-toe with them, not once, but twice, that speaks, one, to how much grit we have as a team, how much determination we have as a team, but also it speaks to just how shaky the 76ers actually are, because if you look at it on paper, even without Embiid, this team should wash us every single time, especially with, you know, what we still need, like I said, to get ourselves as a team and what we're still trying to figure out on our own. For us to go like this both times that we played them, I wouldn't be scared of the 76ers if I had to face them. I don't think any other team in the East is afraid of the 76ers. They're not that big and bad as their record says that they are. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we match up well with them without Embiid because it's two lousy offenses. So it works. You know, it works. They were missing Curry, too, but damn, you know, between the
– Well, that's what I said. If this was a team without Embiid, if we had to face this team like the playoffs happened today without Embiid, I'm not afraid of this team. Obviously,
Embiid's
a totally different squad. But right now, as they are, I'm not afraid of this team at all.
Yes, it's an even matchup, man. I wanted this game. We lost 14 straight to this team. 15 now. Now 15. 15 straight.
Ben Simmons has never beat us, man. Or never.
Ben Simmons
lost to us, man.
Never lost to the Knicks.
I hate that stat.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I
hate that stat.
Absolutely. another thing I think Asher pointed to it was the free throws. 56% from the line. You can't do that, man. And on Kenny, I mean, you had IQ miss two and win one trip.
Bad.
Miss, you know, you can't have that. You cannot have that and expect to win. And so, you know, those things against a good defensive Philly team, regardless of who they have, it's going to cost you. You know, it's going to cost you. So you just hope you got a bounce back game on Monday against the Wizards. You just hope there's no lingering effects. They went into overtime, so they got to make sure that they come back right against a hungry Wizards team and just make sure that you stay on point. You know, seventh in the East right now, so can't afford to take too many chances. So to everybody in the chat once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. We have 1,500 strong in here. Welcome to Knicks Fan TV, number one show for the fans by the fans, presented by Manscaped. Knicks lose 101-100. Just a tough loss to the Philadelphia 76ers. Before we get to the phones, let me salute some of the super chats that came in.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Tobias is from Long Island, too?
Yeah, Tobias.
Yeah.
Right, they right next door to each other. Right next door to each other.
Figures. Carry on.
From,
my point. Continue.
Danny Green from Deer Park. Tobias from Farmingdale. So, you know.
That's my point.
They both hit some clutch daggers on it. Salute to Connors Brown, $50 super chat. He says, hit that thumbs up. Tough loss tonight. Definitely tough loss. Steve Vernis, this ending was brutal, but we missed a boatload of free throws, a lot of unforced turnovers. and Burks went back court and Randall fouled at the end, challenging that. RJ played great. That's what I felt. Roy Wilson checking in from Japan says we have to start a GoFundMe for this team to pay their fines for criticizing the refs.
I'm going to have to pay a bunch. So can we start a GoFundMe for me?
For you alone.
They're going to pull up all next meeting. They're going to pull up all my feet.
Yeah. Neil Beaumont-Sour sends us an Australian super chat. It's so upsetting. We deserve the game. We need an elite decision maker so we don't need to rely on Randall in the clutch. I wish he closed that hard on Tobias Harris on that three-pointer. It is what it is. Yeah. Ron Hansley Jr., tough loss. Garden was rocking, though, no lie. Hashtag fun fact, Joe Button was sitting next to us and left before the Randall three, then came back beginning of overtime.
Is that a true story? Can we prove that? Yeah. It's authentic?
Yeah. No, my guy Ron, he has season tickets.
I'll buy it.
So he's there, so.
Okay.
I'm sure that's...
No, you're a faker. You're a fugazi.
Yeah, that's why I buy it.
Bad, but it's bad. Let's hear from the people. Let's go to a new caller, man. Ruben from Florida, what's going on?
Hey, man, it's all good. I just wanted to say how much this game really hurt. Today at work, I cut my hand, and I had to get 4 stitches. But this loss hurt a lot more than that. Way more.
Damn.
I just want to say, man, because, like, it's basically our offense at the end of the day. Because, like, yeah, we get into a lot of nail-biters, but Julius Randle is basically the only guy who we can trust to take that last shot. We need someone like a Zach LaVine or a Victor Oladipo, at least in my opinion. But we need another offensive closer on this team.
Yeah, I mean, we're still a work in progress, man. Still a work in progress. Obviously, missing D-Rose. But this is Julius's team. You know, we're going to go as far as Julius takes us. He's our all-star. You know, Tibbs is going to feed him. The offense goes through him. And so for better or worse, this is what we have. But I still think there's opportunities to have R.J. Barrett setting people up or getting his own. You know, he's going toe-to-toe with Ben Simmons tonight with no problem. R.J. was scoring at will in that paint, CK. Like, we got to start looking at that because sometimes in that crunch time, Julius tenses up a little too much. Then you got the whole referee situation, and mentally he's thrown off there. Thought RJ was locked in, poised this whole game. I thought he should have had some looks. Thought he should have definitely had some more looks.
Completely agree. And that's what I've been loving about RJ, but especially in these games against the Sixers. He has not been swayed one way or another. He said, look, I know we both went to Monteverde, but let it be known.
Yeah.
I was the better player, and I'm going to let him know. Ben Simmons got what, 2 inches more than RJ? You would never know. I think at the very beginning of the game, there was a moment when Ben Simmons was trying to back down RJ and settle for some whack like hook shot that missed the whole rim. So, yeah, I love the challenge, and RJ Barrett was locked in tonight. He accepted the challenge. He's accepted the challenge every time he plays Ben Simmons. So, yeah, I'm with that.
Tag 9 got in the chat for my boy.
Yes, sir.
9-17 on the night. 19 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. And we just did a Knicks Fan TV court vision on RJ Barrett, man. Make sure you guys check that out. Salute to Tommy D, man. Court vision, X's and O's right down, featuring exclusive game footage and camera angles. So make sure you guys are checking that out and check out the one we just did on RJ. And it's the evolution of RJ, especially in his sophomore year, man. Another good game tonight. So great job by him. Tough loss, though. Tough loss.
I know we don't want to talk about it, but we're going to have to talk about it.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
I'm going to the phones, man. Forget OB.
We have to. No, we have to talk about
no,
OB.
No,
Hold on. Hang on. Hey, let's hang on to the OB thing. 1 second. Let me get to the phone.
Okay. All right.
Angel, what's going on, bro?
Yo, CP, what's good, bro?
Yo, what's good, bro? How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, I think I need some whiskey after that game, bro. I'm a little tight right now. Hey, how you doing, Ashley?
Sure.
What's up, CK2K? I hope everybody's doing good. First things first, man, shout out to Knicks Fan First Take, man. I mean, Knicks Fan TV. You know, hit that thumbs up for y'all boys, man. And I just wanted to say that I definitely appreciate y'all. I listen to y'all every day. And I just want to say thank you. But, hey, listen, man, when it came to this game, bro, honestly, we definitely need a point guard, man, you know, because we were just turning the ball over too much. You know, we were terrible from the free throw line. We shot 56%. That's terrible. You know, and let me tell you something, you know, right now it hurts. You know, it stings because we lost 15 straight, and it just seems like we just can't get a win against this team. But let me tell you something, man. This team is having a hard time beating us, and we don't even have a superstar. So we need to witness the growth that we're watching right now. and I would like to see RJ with the ball in his hands, man. This guy is really consistent. I don't understand why he don't shoot the ball more. I just don't get it. It's like, you know, you have Burke shooting more than him. I don't understand that, you know. But at the end of the day, man, it's just a growing process, man. And in a year or two, I'm trying to tell you, you know, we're going to be on the rise. You know, we just got to be patient, stick to the process. And it's, you know, it stings. It makes me so mad right now because I live in Philly, you know, but I'm still wearing that Knick hat all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to wear it. I don't care what anyone says. Philly still sucks, even though I still live in the city. But listen, man, and next thing I want to say before I end this call, man, like when it comes to, you know, Max, like I know, you know, he's going to bring this up. So the one thing I want to say is, you know, I mean, you make sure you hand him that L on Tuesday, you know what I'm saying, because he needs some ratings. That's why he needs you on there, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to you. And Ashley, I know it's a rough night, but let me tell you something. I'm so proud of you. You know, I listen to you on Sports Illustrated, and the symbol that you represent, I just want to say you're awesome, and you keep doing your thing, and don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it, because you can do it, you know what I'm saying? So everybody feel my wave, you know what I'm saying? Rock with me, because I'm rocking with y'all. It's your boy Andrew from Philly, and thanks for taking my call, man. Go Knicks, and it's on to Washington. Y'all have a good night.
Yes, sir. On to Washington, man. Thanks, Angel. Appreciate it, bro.
On to Washington.
Definitely appreciate that. Where else we want to go here? Let's go to Mark from VA. Mark, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's going on? This is my first time calling in, so I'm kind of nervous, but what's up, y'all?
Yeah, it's all good, man. Just
what up, bro?
Relax, bro. All good. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, so, I mean, my thing with the game, obviously, you know, the free throws and the refs, you know, big issue as to why we lost. But, like, what makes me upset is, like, Tibbs goes into timeouts. It doesn't seem like he's organized with what he draws up for the offense for the last shot, and it's rushed. Like, you'll have Julius run down the court, do some crazy boneheaded, like, move, or, you know, I just felt like tonight RJ should have had the ball in his hands when he, on that last play, like, for sure. Because he was just, like, he had Simmons in the spin cycle the whole time. Like, he should have had the ball, and he should have been able to at least kick it out to somebody. Like, Burke was hot. You know, you could have passed it out to him. I don't know. I just feel like Tibbs needs to do more on the offensive side, like with the clipboard. Like, he needs to do something there to help us out. Like, I know he's a genius on defense, but we need that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. As I said, man, what I'd love to see RJ get, you know, get some more looks to create, especially down the stretch. But, you know, Julie's got the three to tie it, and he had a good look. He had a good look in the end to win it. That thing literally went in and out. It just literally rimmed in and out.
Yeah.
You know.
The OT shot, right?
The mid-range?
Oh, okay. I think talking about the three before OT.
No, that was a prayer, but that was a basketball guy, you know,
right.
Being in on
the right,
side.
Right.
Sunday night. We deserve better than to go out like that. Golly, man. Cardiac Knicks. Classic cardiac Knick game. Ending in a tough loss, man. Yeah, shout out to Angel. Shout out to Mark from VA. Who else we want to hear from? If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new. We'll shout you guys out. Where you guys checking in from as well? 30 cities in the chat. Mike215 says, y'all sound like Donovan Mitchell. It was luck. It even went to OT. He sounds like a Philly fan.
Yeah, Paul, you sound like
right.
Paul Robinson, that loose ball foul was so soft. Harris wouldn't even complain about it if it wasn't called. Softest call of the game. It was terrible, man. It was terrible. Absolutely.
I didn't even see that first.
Yeah.
You know what makes it even more? It's more like there's – okay, just to clarify, it's not that I'm upset that the refs make bad calls. It happens. But it's the type of calls. The call they called in Brooklyn when we played them, I've never seen that call actually called in a game before, ever. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never seen that. It's either you just – it's a no call or it's a jump ball. You don't ever send it back to the other team. Mm-hmm. This call, a loose ball foul, you call, like, it's just the most just asinine call that you can possibly make.
Yeah. And the timing, right.
And the timing.
That's the biggest part, yeah.
It's not even about I'm complaining about, you know, the Knicks need to get all the calls. I've never once said
right.
that. I don't think that's
that's even a possibility. Yeah. I'm not that type of a person. I'm not that type of a fan. I don't expect every single call to go in the favor of my team. But the types of calls are just so just, like I said, asinine and just, like, suspect. Like, a loose ball foul? You call that with 5 seconds left on the clock in overtime? Yeah. Seriously? It's just very, I don't know. It just, it's not rubbing me the right way. It's off. It's just, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Terrible, man. Absolutely terrible. How do you call that?
You don't.
That's right. It's that simple. You don't. You do not call that. Yeah.
Now, if this were, if it were like 3 minutes left in the game in the fourth, you make that call.
Right.
Timing of the call, 5 seconds in overtime, you actually have the balls to make that call? Seriously?
Especially since, like, right before that, the refs were letting them play. Like, they were going back and forth, back and forth. There was fouls being missed and fouls not being called, and I was cool with that. But then you call that one, which is, like I said, I didn't even notice it until I saw the replay. It even looked like he got pushed off. And Tobias Harris probably wouldn't have even said it was a foul. So, yeah, I agree. It's the timing is the biggest issue.
Like, at what point do you just let them play? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Here's the line between calling fouls that need to be called because they're detrimental 100%. to the development of the game and then just letting these guys play basketball. You're going to go tick for tack and call these ticky-tack fouls? It's just – It's like very junior varsity basketball. It's just peewee basketball. It's just, I've seen better calls in AAU. Like, I just don't even understand what, I'm not understanding the rationale behind any of it. I really am not.
Looks like Julie, yeah, we're going to have to pay the fine for Julie. She might have to transfer these super chats. He said,
yeah, I saw that.
Blown call by the officials. Not enough contact for them to call the play. Oof, yeah, Julius is
going to call that and decide.
Julius, on the rebound and the foul call, can you just take us through what happened there and what you saw from your end?
Phone call by the officials. Not enough contact for him to call the play. I don't know who was nervous, but clearly had possession. After all the fouling and everything that was going on, and for them to call that and decide the game is ridiculous. So,
all right.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
They got to do a better job.
Julius on the rebound and the foul call.
Oh, that was them with the audio. Yeah. All right, I'm not going to play that again. But, yeah, Julius was kind of frustrated, man.
Kind of.
To say the least. Kind of frustrated. And then they called him, I don't remember the big man's name on the Sixers. On the flagrant foul, he grabs Julius's leg. Julius is about to whoop his
Tony
ass.
Bradley?
Tony Bradley, yeah. They call the tech on Julius and stop the game for like 10 minutes.
It's just out of control.
Out of control, man.
Literally, what they're doing is they're dictating the outcome of the game. It's essentially like the play doesn't matter, the players don't matter, the playbook doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's how the ref's feeling, and that should never be the case. It should always be a rule book, and that's just not something you do. It's out of control. Out of control.
Let's just salute some people in the chat. Salute Kyle Miller, team hashtag, know what's going on, Kyle. We got Sandbox71 checking in from the BX. Paul P, Trinidad's only, says hashtag all72. Eric Hang, what's going on? Carlos Santiago, hashtag new. We got Lloyd Barker Rock Jr. checking in from Fresno, Cali. Elias Dante checking in from Amsterdam, what's good? Jay Humble the Keys checking in from T-Dot. We got Khalid L. Kolali checking in from Denver. No doubt, yeah, Denver, no doubt. Who else we got? Mr. Tap checking in from Meridian, Connecticut. What's going on? Yeah, man. Asher, you want to shout out in the chat?
Let's see. Shout out to Game Time G saying I'm pissed. I am pissed. I'm very upset.
Yeah.
It's egregious. It's just not. It's ticky-tack fouls. Shout out to all the guys in Long Island who feel attacked by what I said. that does not apply to my Knicks fans from Long Island. Only applies to Danny Green. Okay, that's Long Island's public enemy number one. Shout out to everyone in the chat upset with CP because they said Angel can't call in anymore because he has a head start on all of this.
They're getting mad, bro.
I'm feeling some frozen envelopes going on, but it's not going to be for me. It's not going to be for me, man. I feel like Angel is really trying to establish his position right now. You know what I'm saying? He's really trying to angle for this love connections, you know, situation. But Angel, you're putting a lot of pressure on me, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you calling in. I always give you the airtime, but you're putting a lot of pressure on me, man. The chat is getting a little rambunctious.
And also, shout out to Chucky in the chat for always rocking with us. One time for the legend. Thanks. Shout out to everybody. I know it was a crazy one tonight.
Yeah,
so appreciate y'all rocking with us.
CK, who you want to shout out in the chat tonight, bro?
Yeah, always big shout out to Chuck D in the chat. Been seeing him in there for sure. As always, biggest support. Appreciate you, man. And also, shout out to my CK crew. I'm going to say it every single time, every single night. See you guys. Don't think I don't see it because I can't respond. We out here doing what we got to do. But just also, you know what? We all of us Knicks fans as a whole need a hug. So for you guys to be in this show, letting all your frustrations down, letting your opinions out, glad you guys made it here to Knicks Fan TV post game, because this is where we all going to come out. Let it out and move on to Washington. So shout out to the entire chat. You know what it is.
Flashy, what's good, my guy?
Oh, and also shout out to my dad. He's in the chat. He says, game is so soft now. Give me back the 90s basketball.
Yeah. Pop knows the time it is, man. And I made him a mod. So any of the simps get out of control, Pop, you're going to have to deal with Pop Moss, man.
I love this timeline. Yeah, Pop Moss, please be on watch of these simps, man. Come on. Yeah, man. Oh, I love it.
Moss on you. Tighten up.
All patrol.
Yeah,
all patrol.
Up, man. Hey, let's go to Jersey. Xavier, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, bro?
I just want to say I'm doing all right. I feel gutted right now. I'm just like, I really wanted this win so badly. I just wanted to go on a mini rant about Julius Randle. I think for me it's time for the front office to show him some respect. And make a move to get him some help. Because for me, what I see out there is a true captain, a true leader, and a guy who I want to see win. All right? When you see this man, you know, early in the first quarter, screaming at his team, saying, come on, guys, wake up. You know, when you see him in the fourth quarter, guarding up their best player, their best scorer, what's his name, Tobias Harris, fighting through screens, you know, locking him up. When you see stuff like that, you just feel you want the guy to win. And for me, I feel like we got to make a move. Right. I know we're linked with these players who are on 1-year contracts and stuff like that, but hey, if we got to make a move for Lonzo right now, I say we make the move. If we got to make a move for Norman Powell, we make a move. You know, get rid of the Deadwood, Obi Toppin, Knox, and Frank. Throw a pick in there, and let's get this man some help. Because for me, Randle, he wants to win. I want to see him win. And for me, he's the Knicks. He's the first true Nick captain since Patrick Ewing. Yes, we had Carmelo Anthony, but for me, he wasn't a true captain. Ooh. He wasn't a true leader. He was a superstar, but he played for himself, in my opinion.
Carmelo.
Carmelo.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Patrick Ewing. Then
he was a great player. Carmelo was a great player, but for me, he wasn't a captain. For me, when I see Julius, I see a leader, I see a captain, I see a guy who wants to bring this city up and uplift everything. So, yeah, that's just my thoughts. I wanted to vent, to get that off my chest because it was going to bug me, you know, all day tomorrow if I didn't say that.
No doubt.
So, yeah.
All right, no doubt, no doubt. Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call.
Interesting.
Yeah. And on the Norman Powell talk, I was notified that Sports Illustrated had mentioned something, or Brian Windhorst mentioned that Norman Powell was potentially on the block. So I don't know if they were watching the show. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I just say that to say, you know. I just, you know, if
I will get to the bottom of that for you tomorrow.
Yeah, we have to find out. It could have been your guy Lundberg. It could have been your guy Lundberg spreading it around. So,
how do you guys feel about that Melo comment, though?
I mean, you know, Melo wasn't for everybody, man.
Right.
I don't want to relitigate that. I don't want to relitigate it, but, you know, Melo wasn't.
I actually disagree with that. I think that Melo.
That he wasn't a leader?
Yeah, I think Melo is a different type of leader.
That's what I was going to say.
I don't think he's your, you know, orthodox, you know, in a box leader where you see it just right in front of you. I think when he's in the game, sometimes it can look like he just plays for himself. But as someone who's watched Melo and who's been a Melo fan my entire life, like, he's always somebody. And even, you know, CJ talks about him now that he's in Portland and things. He's always somebody who takes younger players under his wing and will work with them in the offseason and has conversations. It's just not always on display. And I think sometimes people think when they don't visually see it that it does something doesn't exist. But Melo is far from somebody who's not a leader and a selfish player. Yeah. He most definitely is a leader, so I have to disagree with that.
And Damon said the same thing several times, and Damon is obviously the best player on that team, and Damon said that Melo is the guy that they look to for leadership and without even talking. He doesn't have to talk. His game is the one that does the talking, and he leads by example. So, and we were hearing the same things when he was on the Knicks. So, yeah, I just think he's just not the – rah-rah in your face, you got to do this right now, clapping up. He's just not that kind of guy, but he still is the leader of the teams that we've had. And, so, yeah, I disagree on that.
And you also can see the type of leader that he can be now, because I think when he was with the Knicks, because so much of the responsibility was on him, that people sometimes took that as selfish, but it's because he had to be selfish at times. He was the leader. He had to lead, not only by example so other, you know, his teammates would follow him, but because he was the number one option. He was the guy. Now that you see him on a team like Portland that I think has so much more talent and there's so many different people to kind of, you know, divvy up certain responsibilities to, you can really see what type of leader he is, especially in the games where Dame and CJ weren't there, how he was able to put that team on his back and just, you know, rally them to victory. So Melo's always been a great leader. So let's respect three of the dome Melo, okay, in this house.
Tonight was such a bad loss. I just can't go back in time and talk about more bad times. You understand? Like, that's why I'm just letting
you
go.
Yo, but you were about to snap if you thought that was Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to get
out of that.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah. I said, wait, what?
He said, I was about to bang in one.
quickly. And I ain't talking IQ. You know?
Oh,
salute to everybody in the chat, though, man. Hit that thumbs up on V-Squad. Jay Renee says, NBA clearly want Trey, Westbrook, or LaMelo, et cetera, in the playoffs. In my opinion, they don't want this Knicks team in the playoffs because of the other players' popularity. And Charlotte just lost LaMelo. Broken wrist. It's a tough break, you know.
Fractured, right?
Yeah. Fractured. He's going for the year.
Out for the year.
Alan Berman sends a super chat. He says, salute. That's some Tim Donaghy-type trash we just watched. Clip that ass rant, please, and post it so we, the chat, can mass send that to every league office email account made public.
There you go.
Make sure y'all pay my fine if you're going to do
right.
that.
Nuggy Fresh, what's good? He says, refs, rookie team snub, back-to-back years. This is BS health protocol for Rose. They don't want the Knicks to be good. The Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, everybody throw a hashtag BE in the chat. So this was a playoff game loss. Bang, bang, it happens. Julius talk is bogus. The man at 6'10", races full court, gets himself a great look. It just goes in and out. I'm very tight right now, Green and Harris. Yeah, Chuck, we know him well, man. We know him well. The Long Island boys came to play. Well, Danny Green is washed, but, you know, Tobias is Tobias. But I wasn't expecting those back-to-back threes from Green, and that hurt us, you know. He turned back the clock on RJ. That one, nice.
He popped the bubble, man. Yeah. He popped the bubble. We didn't get bubble Danny Green in that
turned
moment.
Turned back the clock on us, man. I said, what the hell is going on here, bro?
Man.
He's taking the frustrations of the Lakers dumping him on us. It's like, hey, man, we ain't do it.
That's my point, bro.
Don't put that. I am not.
Yeah, did we turn him down in the offseason or something? I didn't see the report.
We ain't cut. We ain't trade you. We ain't dumped.
Right.
Save it for the Lakers, man. Like, what the heck?
I could not believe it. I could not believe those two threes, man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, the second one, RJ was draped on him. He hit a filthy, filthy step back corner. I mean, elbow three. Filthy. Absolutely filthy, man. You had the Ben Simmons hit the skyhook on him. This was a tough loss, man. Absolutely tough. Absolutely tough, man. Well, we got a $100 super chat in here from the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, who says,
hey.
Salute to Chuck. He says, we were up 199, then the BS tight, buying out the bar, typical ass playoff game face. CPS, CK, All Real, Knicks Nation 72, Ayo Ari, Leon, Serge, Paul R, First Lady Vegan, Mateen, Papa Moss, Lloyd Banks, Papa Left, Gravy, JLs, Dave, Marcus, Gotta Be. Let's fan King go. Salute to Chuck, man. Saluting all the day ones in the chat, man. Definitely hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Definitely appreciate it.
Sorry. Ari said, I used to cross Danny Green up in Sio basketball all the time. True story.
CYO. Yeah, man. Salute Ari. Salute Ari. He claims he had game. I don't know. I seen Ari hoop when we went to Clyde 49, GK. Were you in town for that?
I was not, man. I was not for that one, dog.
I forgot, man. Yeah. When we did the link up with the German Austria contingent.
Yeah, I was supposed to. Yeah, we had a family thing. But I missed it.
Yeah, we got it on tape, man. Ari claims you crossed Danny Green. If you really want to see how Ari hoops, go to that tape, man. It's the Knicks versus Thunder tape from last season. The watch along is live from Clyde's Wine and Dine. You'll see Ari in full effect, and you let me know, man. Leave me a comment on that video.
Please,
let me know
someone
link
it. I need this. I need
Ari
this.
At his finest.
I need to see that footage because
me too, man.
That he crossed up Danny Green.
Yeah, you gotta see Ari in action, man. You gotta see it. Salute to Ari, man. Hope you're recovering well. Speedy recovery. Let's go to Ohio, Joe. What's going on, bro?
Yo, what's good, CP? What's poppin'? What's poppin'?
How you doing, Brandon? How you feeling, bro?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I'm feeling great. And before I get to going, I don't want to hear no simp talk, all right? Because I'm about to give love to all of y'all. CK, I love your channel, bro. I love your channel, bro. You be doing your thug fizzle, you feel me? Ashley, mm-hmm. I ain't gonna hold you. I really don't know what we did with the Knicks Fan TV family before you, because I be agreeing with all your takes, bro. And CP the guy.
Oh, man, he's scrapping with Angel in the Battle Royale, man.
Hey, chill out.
Sipping. All right, go ahead, bro.
Nah. Because CP, you underrated in this game, bro. What you bring it to ESPN, I ain't gonna hold you, fam. Keep being at they next, because you number one for the fans, by the fans, and that's real.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And now mm-hmm. I appreciate y'all. No joke, bro. I don't want us as Knicks family to get. To get down in dumps and sad, because if I'm keeping it a bean, y'all, we have won this season already, for real, already.
Awesome.
But the development from all of our young players, obviously with Knox, it's a little bump in the road. But from RJ, Quick, Randall, even Mitch, if Mitch and Quick not in our long term plans, these are great trading chips right now. We have won this season, period. So like, yeah, we can't get down in dumps, but by from one little loss to Philly, two little losses, because every single team in the league, we giving a run for their money every single game. So like, let's not get all sad, y'all. We really got a crazy great future. You know what I'm saying? With this Oklahoma State game that's on right now, if we get a player like this, like a Cade Cunningham or a next level game changer, y'all, in 2 years, we talking about 2-3 years, we talking about real deal championship team with the way we develop and the way we growing. So, hey, we cool, we good, you know what I'm saying? Hit that thumbs up button for the squad, and all of us be excited about this future, because game in, game out, we might not win them. But season, we great, y'all. I'm going to holler at y'all. Peace.
Appreciate the call, Joe. Appreciate the
needed
call.
Needed that. Cool.
Well, I think
way to lift our spirits.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I know you like that call, actually, for sure. But,
what do you mean? You got a compliment too.
appreciate Joe, man. Appreciate Joe. I don't know if Angel's gonna appreciate that call, but appreciate you. Appreciate Joe. But look, I would say, look, you know, you could always look at it from the macro and say, yeah, of course, things are on the upswing. But right now, when we're in the thick of battle, when we're on the hunt, we're in the playoff hunt right now. This is the trek. We're in the very much in the micro. We're going game by game, man, especially against this Philly team. We just lost to them last week in a game we should have won again, and then lost to them again in a game that we could have won again. It's tough. It's tough to lose. Even when you think about how good this team's fortune is for the future, it's tough in the here and now when you're watching this game 48 minutes and we had a chance against a good team, you know, regardless of who's missing there, and we just let it slip away, man. Just didn't make enough plays.
Yeah. I'm going to give Joe his props, though, man, because I feel like not enough people enjoy the moment when it comes to the fact that we finally have a season that we're seeing development from our players, you know, everything working out in our direction. So I got to give Joe props for that. But the one thing, Joe, I can't let you slide on, bro, we ain't getting Cade, man. It's not happening. I appreciate the prayer, but we ain't getting Cade, bro.
We ain't getting Cade.
We ain't getting Cade.
How'd he do tonight? He played tonight. Who'd Oklahoma State play tonight?
I don't recall. I don't recall.
He was playing during the Knick game, so I didn't turn it on.
Yeah, me either. I haven't seen either.
Another news, Syracuse won today.
Saw that.
Syracuse did win. Salute to them. Georgetown got washed, so that was unfortunate. I had them winning like two games. You know, I was rocking with Ewan. But Syracuse, although they're not a Big East team, I still, you know, claim them as one. So always supporting them. And my Giants are winning, Ash, if you care. We did get Kenny Galladay.
I don't care.
We did get Kenny Galladay, Big Blue.
I don't care.
All my Giants fans stand up.
They played Oregon State today, by the way.
Oregon State.
That's what it was.
Is that game over?
It's 21-22
now. Down five.
How's Cade looking? Well, yeah, so we got Kenny Galladay.
Someone said they're losing right now.
We got, all right, we got John Ross, and we might get a Dory Jackson. So we are retooling. Very nice.
You know, it's really funny. You're retooling, but you know, your quarterback is still Daniel Jones.
Prescott, get a refund.
Do you really just have the audacity to compare Daniel Jones to Dak Prescott? Is that how you're supposed to hurt
my feelings? I'm not comparing them, but Dak Prescott is overrated.
You can't talk about my quarterback when your quarterback is Daniel Jones.
I'll be honest with you. I don't have full faith in him either. But Dak Prescott.
Okay, you shouldn't. But you can't come at me for my quarterback when your quarterback is named Danny Jones. Like,
This is the year for him. This is the year for
the
him.
The year to do what? To realize you need a different quarterback?
Different moves. But Dak Prescott is overrated. Let's just be real. Get your money back. That's all I'm saying. Just get a refund.
Dak Prescott's overrated, but your quarterback's name is Daniel Jones. I mean, dang, if y'all wanted to clone Eli, you could have just done that. You didn't have to go ahead and draft this guy. Like, what the heck?
No. We will not slander number 10's name.
CP, she said that Danny Jones is Eli.
They make the same facial expression.
That would be fantastic.
They make the same facial expression.
If he was, that means the ring is coming.
Yeah. They make the same facial expressions like this.
Dang.
That's what that means, Ash. That means the ring
That's
is
the
on
Eli
the way.
Face. It's not the Danny face. That's what
I'll
it is.
Take it. That means the ring is on the way.
CP said that Dak rhymes with whack. Ashley, what?
I'm here instigating. Don't listen to me. I got Papa Left in here checking in. Papa Left, what's going on, bro?
Yo, CP, you are the Knicks fan's favorite Knicks fan. Right up there with Spike Lee. Shout out to you. CK2K with the green screen behind you. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. So shout out to you.
You see me?
And Ash, tonight's not the night for compliments because it sucks, but I do have to give you credit for being in your William Cooper Behold a Pair of Horse bag with the conspiracy talk. I love it. Definitely valid.
I'm here to please.
Definitely valid. That call at the end. When you look at that call versus Randall getting mugged down three before Tobias Harris missed those two free throws, I mean, there was obviously, I would say, more contact on that no call than there was on the call at the end of the game. And there's more to lose as a referee by making the call at the end of the game versus when a team is down three and, you know, they're just trying to get a layup down two to make it a one-point game. So I felt like they held their whistle there in an inappropriate, inopportune time. And then when a time you should let guys play, and if you look at Tobias Harris, when you guys slowed that down on the TV, he got to his spot. It wasn't like the contact enabled him from getting his chance to get the board over Noel. So that was just a ridiculous call. Adam Silver, a.k.a. When he does good, he's a great commissioner. When he's picking, number three instead of one for us, or that's not him, actually. But whenever he's naming a bad pick, he's Mr. Peanut to me because I think he looks like Mr. Peanut a little bit. But he needs to fix the situation. In the NFL, they throw out a little red flag. I don't understand how there could be a we challenge if we got the challenge out. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You got to figure
that
out a better
never,
system
yeah.
than that. That should never happen. And also, when you have two refs refereeing a 90-foot basketball court, it's not like baseball where you can, you know, scratch your behind for three innings and not have a call at second base or something like that. You got to have a backup ref. This is
– Yeah. Gotta have some backup.
This is bad. This is bad. But I will say this. It's just like this chat. You got Lloyd Banks in the chat, Chuck D in the chat. You know, Desus Samero in the chat. The Knicks season right now is like that unsigned artist, and they just keep going to showcase, not coming away feeling like it's worth their time. But people are watching. You know what I mean? People are watching Donovan Mitchell, Damian Lillard, and you never know in the status of the NBA the way it is right now. We keep saying no one's available. But the more that we play, we got to get a culture building win like this. It's just, I thought when Randall hit that three, you know, our luck was going around, but the basketball guys just and the refs just have something against us. But
I'm tuned in
for the rest of the night. Have a good night, y'all.
Appreciate you, bro. Definitely appreciate it. I hate going into a Monday with a Knick loss, man.
It doesn't feel good.
Doesn't feel good, man.
Especially with no game to redeem it. Y'all wait till Tuesday.
No, we got back to back. We got game
Monday. Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Also it was Tuesday. Oh shoot.
Yeah, we got a game Monday. We gotta shake it off.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. My guy CP the artist said, I just saw the Ari tape, that boy's trash. Oh man.
Why didn't game on Tuesday.
I thought it was Tuesday, too. You sure?
No, I'm pretty sure this Wizards game is back-to-back. I'm almost positive.
I'm looking right now.
I think it's Tuesday, Thursday.
Oh, is it Tuesday, Thursday?
No, it's Tuesday, Thursday, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Man, you got me all hyped. God, you got me all hyped. I'm like, oh, we're going to be playing tomorrow. All right, cool.
It was tomorrow. All right. So we got a game, a day to think about it. No doubt.
Great. That's the last thing I wanted, but yeah, you're right.
Salute to some more Super Chats came in here. Salute to Les Getting It. He says, if you don't want the refs determining games win by double digits, you most likely won't get calls. Jay-Z Ross says, not usually the person, but Knicks are one of the darkest teams in NBA. Historic bad calls this season. Unconscious bias. Refs thinking they're more aggressive. Cassius Clay says, with RJ only being 20 and players like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Morant, and Zion on close timelines, wondering who's better to build around. Julius or RJ? Who's better to build around right now?
RJ.
RJ.
I don't think you're building around either one. You're building with.
Well,
that's a difference.
Well, yeah, not around, but if you're going to have to go ahead, if the players that you do get on the team, you want to go ahead and think long-term of how they're going to work well more with RJ than you do with Julius. Just because ultimately RJ, the goal is to have him part of this franchise, this organization, longer than Julius Randle. At some point, the decision has to be made between Randle and Obi anyway. So you definitely want to go ahead and build with RJ more in your mind than you do with Randle, unfortunately.
I think you can invest in both. I think you can
invest in both. But the question was if you had to pick one, and it would be RJ. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you drafted him, but I mean, you know. Julius is I think they will lock up Julius long term. I think they will lock up RJ. Now Obi, he wanted to talk Obi. I'll give him his 2 minutes. His 2 minutes. He played 7 minutes and he was a zero across the board. No shots, no free throws, no points. Next question.
Damn.
Next topic.
God,
I told y'all this is a red shirt season for Obi, man. It's the same.
You know what it was though, and I don't know if I'm the only one who notices that. It's not even like Obi when he's out there. It's just like he doesn't even attempt to take a shot. Like it's almost like I'm attributing it to the fact that part of it is maybe, you know, he's playing with like the monkey on his back, if you will. But also the other side of that just looks like he has no interest in even trying to make a shot. Like, I don't get it. There's a disconnect. There's something in the middle between him being afraid to piss off Tibbs and him genuinely like not making a play. It's like stage fright almost. Like it's almost like when you go on a stage and you're all hyped. And backstage, like, yo, I'm going to kill the crowd. You get up there and you're like,
bomb.
It's like that's what he does every time he steps on the court. Like, he's all hyped up in the locker room, in the huddle, like, oh, we're going to do this. And then he gets on the court and it's just like, I don't understand.
Yeah, like I said, this a lot for him to learn because this is not how he's accustomed to playing. And my thing is though, I'm with you, Ash. But then when he does try and score, it doesn't look great because that's just not who he is. When he's trying to go and post up somebody, that's not who he is. When he's shooting those shots off the dribble, that's not who he is. So I'm slowly but surely moving closer to CP. It's just like it's time to just, you know, sit him back, go get the red shirt, put it on. We'll try it again next year. Give Knox some minutes and just call it a season.
If you're trying to win, this is politics now.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I'm just calling it like it is. If you're trying to win,
yeah, man,
you could go somewhere else. I think Pence and Theo might give you a little bit more out there right now.
Yeah,
I want to play Cavs. I'm just saying, bro. We're constantly going 9-10 deep.
Yeah.
Julius once again 46 minutes. Yes, he played overtime. 46 minutes for Julius. But it's every time when Obi's in with that unit and when it gets in that second half, things get thick. First time out, he's gone. Julius is back in there. Yeah. You know, you got Julius back in there.
Which is also not, I mean, this team's gonna be in the playoffs at some level. And the concern is that, you know, you don't have somebody to kind of relieve Julius Randle. The concern is that you have Randle out here putting up these astronomical minutes day in and day out, and you run the risk of injury, you run the risk of exhaustion, you run the risk of so many different things, and Obi just can't even pick up a fraction of the responsibility that Randle has. He can't even relieve him in the smallest capacity because he gets out there and it's like Bambi trying to walk after, you know, his mom gave birth to him. It's like just all over the place. It's doofy, it's unorganized, it's
like
just
a penguin.
It's like he's just afraid. His feet are in cement on defense. He's bricking up these shots on offense. It's just he goes up soft when he does get in the paint. Like he's not like somebody who's over 6'5". It just he doesn't have it right now. It just like he doesn't have any of it. There's not any of it. There's nothing that I can say like, well, he does this really well. He has nothing, and I don't know how that's possible because he had a lot when we were looking to draft them. So I don't know if it's New York. I don't know if it's just being on the big stage and the bright lights. But it's just, if you can't do it with 2,000 fans in MSG, how are you going to do it with a full garden? Because that's hard. You can't – ask RJ. It's not easy. Like
we know the issues with them. It is what it is. Like at some point, this is an excuse. If the coach is talking about all this winning, he's getting goose eggs from this kid every single night. Every single night, it does not fail.
Keeps playing CP,
and he keeps playing.
Keeps playing.
I'm just asking the questions. People in the chat like, oh, don't criticize. I'm not criticizing. I'm asking the coach these questions.
Facts.
You're not getting nothing out of him. You're getting a goose egg off your bench every night, and he's giving you no relief. Time for Kev to come back in.
Free Kev, boy. Corner pocket Kev. It's time.
And I know everybody says, oh, well, Obi the dunker. Yeah, that'd be great if it was, you know, Lob City Blake Griffin era with the Clippers. The league's not about dunking anymore. You have to be able to shoot. You have to have a shot. You have to be able to be on offense and put up points. This is not a dunking league anymore. It's not the bread and butter of what the NBA is. So whether or not he can win or come in second in a dunk contest, doesn't do anything for me right now. I mean, during the All-Star, it's great, but that's over and done with. So
yeah.
I don't know. Oh, I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do.
It's just frustrating.
He try again next year. I think that's all that's there to do.
I'm done. It's a waste of time. He's a red shirt, man. That's just it. That's all I can tell you,
man.
Billy from the Bronx. Billy, what's going on, man?
Yo, what up, CP? What's up, Ash? What's going on, CP? How you guys
doing? How you doing, bro? Good.
Going great. Now, CP, I texted you during the game, and I told you, RJ shouldn't be doing jumping jacks on one side of the court acting for the ball, man.
Oh, that was, yeah. Yeah.
He did like 10 jumping jacks, 9 players on one side, and he was by himself on the other side asking for the ball.
Mm-hmm.
There was
a
point in the game where he told IQ so loud, give me the ball, that I thought he was sitting right here next to my sofa, man. I heard that like I was right here. That's how hard he told him, give me the ball. The next play, you know what he did? He did the Jordan spin move on the baseline, man.
Yeah. Facts.
RJ
gotta get on the ball, man.
RJ is the second person, the second go-to guy on this team. He gets his own shot. The man makes he makes other people better. He gave Bullock, yep. He gave Bullock an assist with the time running out. The moment that he had the ball in his hand, he made the game started flowing a different way. He should, I mean, Tibbs, I don't know if it's
Tibbs. Yeah, 100%.
Or who, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's Tibbs or who, but he's supposed to be, Tibbs is supposed to demand people to give this boy the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, man. But I appreciate the call, bro. But like I said, you have, you know, CK, you have Randall, obviously, who's your primary engine. And then when Burks is in the game, when you don't have a point guard and Burks is in the game, you know he's got the green light. RJ, from the time, there was 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter, he missed a clutch three that I thought would have really given us some momentum in that game. He missed it, and he never got the ball. He never got a shot attempt until overtime, I believe. And overtime, he came in and gave us two clutch assists as well. You know, we got to find some ways to get him in. You know,
I feel like that happens too frequently with RJ. No,
yeah.
I feel like I can't be the only one that thinks that. I understand Julius is who Julius is, making that key three to keep us in the game in the first place was clutch. But at the same time, calling a spade, he shot 30% for today's game. You know, Julius Randle coming off of a game where he had 17 assists. Like, I feel like that this was a perfect situation. I understand he wants to, you know, be the hero. I get it, and he's doing a great job leading us. And I know I'm probably not get a lot of people that's going to agree with me on this, but in a situation like this where RJ was on and locked into the entire was not, I was hoping to see more of, you know, him feeding RJ and playing off of each other like they do so well in so many games that we've seen in the past. But you could tell that it was just one of those times where Julius really wanted his next moment. I ain't mad at it. I get it. But, yeah, I agree with Colin. I agreed with the points that we made earlier on the show that this was one of those games where, especially towards the end of the game, I wanted to see the ball in RJ's hands a little bit more. But, you know, hopefully that's something that we're going to continue to see in the future. But tonight wasn't that night.
Yeah. Tough one, man. Tough one. All right, let's get a couple more in here before we wrap. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Let's go to G.
Yeah, and we need more thumbs up, guys. Matter of fact.
Hang on. Good.
We have 1,200 people in the chat. We only have 560 likes. I'm not having that. I'm not a fan of that. So whoever doesn't hit the thumbs up button, CP, they're banned from the Love Connection show.
Ooh.
That's what we're doing.
Setting the tone.
Hit the like button.
Because you don't support me, then I can't even have a conversation.
That's a fact.
That's how I feel.
That's a fact.
Watch that thing go up. Watch that like button.
Go ahead. Thumbs up, man. Be watching the chat. What's going on? Be watch. Let's go to East New York. G, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? Good. What's up, CP? What's up, CK? What's up, Ashley?
What's going on, bro? Do me a favor, G. Hang up and call back. I'm not sure if this is switchboard or your connection, but the connection wasn't good. Let me try Peter from Syracuse. Peter, what's going on, bro?
Yo, what's up, guys? Love the show, first off. First time calling in. I really appreciate what you guys are doing here. CP, I love your takedowns of Kellerman.
Appreciate it, man.
Loving it. First off, I just want to talk about the schedule. You know, I feel like this is our hardest stretch of games. And, you know, these were some gut punch losses, but we definitely competed. I feel like it was pretty good for Morero to feel that we could definitely compete, go head-to-head with these top teams. I think that'll be good for sure. I mean, we have, like, tough games ahead, but they're pretty spread out, at least compared to this. So I think that's a good sign. And secondly, got to shout out Syracuse, making it a sweet 16. Hyped about that.
Yeah,
definitely
Syracuse.
Not a total loss today. I think they're going to – I don't know. I've got them winning my bracket, so we'll see. All right, shout out, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Salute Peter up to Syracuse. Salute to Syracuse as well. Let's go to TJ from the Bronx. TJ, what's going on, bro?
Yo, what's good, y'all? How y'all doing?
How you doing, bro?
I'm good. So a whole bunch of stuff. There's Mad Simpson in chat. Ever since Ashley said what she said, we got 150 likes. But there's a whole bunch of stuff I want to get into.
No, but some of them were mean. Somebody just said, I hate Ashley, which is fine.
But there's a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I feel bad for Obi, but, you know, Julius played 40 minutes a game, so that's tough for him. And this game, like, you knew that this was going to be a tough game when you got Seibel hitting three-pointers, Danny Green shooting like he's Steph Curry. Like, this is a tough game, and it just wasn't meant to be. You know, it's obviously a hoax against us. It's tough. And nothing, Ashley, you can't come at my Giants when the Cowboys haven't made the conference championship in 25 years.
It continues.
This is five. That's how many championships we have.
What's the rings doing for you right now?
You haven't been to the conference championship in 25 years.
It's all good. Matter. Still five championships, boy.
We're going to get a Dory Jackson.
That's all right. We'll win one before y'all win one. Guarantee that.
Not with that condition. We need a refund.
We won two since the last time. Since the last time y'all even made it. Since 2000.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Come on now.
These Cowboys fans.
I'm pretty sure we have more NFC division championships than y'all do, but okay.
Whatever, man. You know, we're making moves. You guys, it's quiet in Dallas.
Okay.
You know, we got John Ross. We're going to get Adoree Jackson. Oh, and when we do, that secondary is going to be ferocious because we're going to have Adoree Jackson. We're going to have my man, what's the guy from Carolina? We got Bradbury. Then we're going to have Jabril Peppers, Logan Ryan. Secondary is going to be ferocious.
That's
going to be in trouble. Who you got? Who you got throwing to? Amari Cooper?
Amari Cooper. Yeah. Gallup.
Please.
I mean,
they are not ready for prime.
Run your pick.
You didn't even mention CeeDee Lamb. Fantasy.
I was going to say CeeDee Lamb. We got Gallup. Not to mention we got running the ball. Oh. We got Dak throwing the ball.
Oh,
the best offensive line in
the
NFL.
With the belly shirt.
I mean, what would you like in the name?
The dude with the belly shirts? Oh, give me a break.
He's not the only running back to wear crop t-shirts.
Give me a break. The dude with the belly shirts is.
He found belly shirts. He cropped his workout shirt.
He's overrated. Like, forget all this Dallas talk, man.
I hope we have our conversation on Wednesday with you know who, because I'm looking forward.
I hope so.
To having this debate with the two of you and CK. I'm thoroughly looking forward to this.
Oh, my quarterback just retired, so I'm just enjoying y'all conversation. I'm here trying to figure out who my star quarterback is going to be.
In the mix.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'm enjoying y'all back and forth.
Jeebus, man. G, what's going on, G?
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, CP? Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Ashley, what's up, CK? What's up? Tough loss. Julius, he had a chance to win it at the end, but, you know, it was close. I mean, that foul call was BS, as we all know. We just got to regroup, try to get back. At least get like two of those games against the Wizards, hopefully. And hopefully we get somebody to come in for us during the trade deadline, hopefully. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Okay. Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate that. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. All right, where are we going to go with this here? Let me salute who said Blood of a Panda sends a super chat. He says, chilling the Obi narrative. We can't blame a rookie power forward when we literally don't have a point guard. It takes time. Don't be Nick SPN. I don't understand what the slander is when you look at a kid who's giving you goose eggs every single night. There's no slander. We're just calling it what it is. He's not productive in the lineup. But you could tell me it's not the point guard. You could tell me it's the system. All I'm saying is if we know that, and we understand that we're not going to get much from him, then he shouldn't be playing. If you're talking about winning, if you're trying to win these games, I don't think you're getting anything out of his minutes. What's wrong with that? Is that overly critical of the kid? I don't think so.
Truth hurts, CP. Truth hurts, man.
Yeah.
Truth hurts. Just like the truth of all these penguins in the chat that have been going on.
Y'all are so mean.
That was Mero, man.
That was all Mero. That was hilarious.
I saw you put the penguin in the chat, CK.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm just here talking about the Knicks. I don't know what you're talking about.
I definitely saw that, man. Definitely saw that. Yeah, man. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. All right, let's wrap this up. Who's going to take us out of here? Let's go to
Where we want to hear from, man? Where we want to hear from? Manny from Brooklyn. Let's wrap this up, man. Manny, what's going on, bro?
Yeah, I'm chilling, man. Yeah, I'm chilling. What's up, CP? What's up, CK2K? What up, Ashley?
What's up, bro?
Chilling. Yeah, nice. I just want to talk about the game, man. Yeah, the Zebras, man, the refs, it's a conspiracy against us, man. It's a conspiracy, and I hate the fact that we don't even get calls anymore, and it is bull. So I'm just going to take this, you know, and move on to the next one. Hopefully we get a win against Washington on Tuesday. And, one last thing. I just want to say the Giants are going to win the NFC East. That's all I got to say. Bye.
Y'all open a can of worms. Y'all open a can of worms.
I
knew it was
the best thing you said, man. Appreciate the call, man. That was the best thing you said, bro. Let's close this out. Jose from Puerto Rico. Best thing you said. Jose from Puerto Rico, what's going on?
Hello, man. What's up, man? Salute to the chat.
How you feeling, man?
You remember me?
Yeah, 100%, bro.
Oh, I hope you, man. You guys are tremendous, man.
Thank you,
salute
bro.
Salute to Ashley and CK, too. I'm just gonna say one thing, man. When it's all said and done, I mean, RJ's gonna be better than Ben Simmons. What do you think?
Not a bad take. Not a bad take.
I love it.
Tag nine, God.
Yeah,
I love
not
it.
A bad take.
Love
you know,
that
still
take.
Early for both guys, but I'd like to think that RJ's overall game is gonna round out a lot better than Simmons. You know.
And yes.
Plus, Ben Simmons don't have a shot.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I haven't gotten able to get no sleep. I got to get up early tomorrow morning, and I'm so frustrated with this loss. We got robbed, man.
Yo, we got robbed, man. Yeah, Jose, appreciate it, man. Get up for work, man. Gotta get that check, man. Don't be late for work tomorrow, man. Yeah,
I feel like he checked his watch right before he said that. He's
yeah,
like, oh,
yeah,
I got to get sleep.
Well, look at the time.
100%, man. Yeah, tough loss, people. Tough loss. But let's just bounce back, man. I can't. Oh, man. This one hurt. There's no doubt. This one hurt. But, yeah, great show. Great show, Ash. Great show, CK. Let's go ahead and sign out. CK, and go with you, bro.
You know what it is. Appreciate everybody for coming through here. We have a lot of people in this show, even though we were all upset. You know, we can all be upset together. Also, something we didn't mention today, just also, I don't want to, you know, add salt to the wound, but we just, our MSG home win streak was cut today as well with this game. I didn't want to be that guy, but I just remember that as well. But it doesn't matter because we can start all over with two games against Washington that we need. So hopefully we can come back here on Tuesday talking about some good stuff, about win against Washington. But you know what it is. Find me over at TK2K. New video tomorrow. I'll see you guys there.
All right. Ashley.
As usual, you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ash Nicole Moss. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel, All In with Ash Nicole. Hit the thumbs up button. View comments on my most recent video. And I will see you guys on Tuesday.
All right. And, yeah, man, salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up on Free Squad. 101 to 100. Knicks lose a tough one. A bomb burn, a slugfest to the Sixers once again. Remember, the show is presented by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com and enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. And that is U.S., U.K., Europe, and Australia as well. So make sure you guys are getting your Manscaped on and, you know, do the damn thing there. Remember, the show is available in audio podcast format. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Stitcher, all major podcast platforms on the Knicks Fan TV. And, yeah, man, once again, 101 to 100. Stay tuned for Tuesday. Well, big Tuesday coming up. We have the trade deadline. And the trade deadline is the 25th. So the trade deadline is coming up this week. This Tuesday, I will be on SNY with Ian Begley in the putback. That'll be 12 o'clock on SNY's YouTube, Facebook channels as well. ESPN Max Kellerman show at 2 o'clock, and then I'll be back on SNY on Friday
for the trade deadline recap if there is any moves to be made. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. As always, come through in the chat, hit that thumbs up button for your boys, and support the kid. Let me salute some super chats that that came in. Salute to Eddie SFL, says Ref used to be a player and that was drafted by the Sixers. Ash, you could be on to something with the foot tricks, man. They said that Ref was drafted by the Sixers. Might be on to something. Lloyd Parker Rock Jr. says Dak is trash. Please continue to overpay trash like he did Romo. Go Giants. Salute to Lloyd, man. Welcome here anytime. Moises Guerrero. At least you didn't see it live next to two Philly fans, BS calling and salute Knicks Nation. We got Paul Robinson says one of the refs played for the Sixers. Damn, Christoph says bad call on the refs, but we need Burks to make a layup. Yeah, that's the fact. Airball that layup, CK, bro. Might have to go. Mitch might have to go if he wants to play volleyball and not catch rebounds. That was tough to see, man. Tough to see Mitch go out like that. You know, hopefully he's all right, but not good. Not good, man. Basically sprained his ankle trying to get a loose ball, which couldn't snag either. So that was kind of tough. 04 Theo says, not going to lie, this loss made me cry. And I'm literally a Warriors fan in the Bay. These games feel more intense than King 7's in the finals. Love y'all, though. Hey, that's love, man. The Warriors fans in the Bay, stay with us, man. Thrill of victory, agony of defeat. Definitely appreciate that. Rich Harris, trade Randall, turn team over to RJ. Let him lead IQ, Knox, Mitch, Obi, and Frank. Keep adding talent, though, through the draft. Sign vets and support role plays. Johnny Grayson says, Johnny Grayson, Obi will have a 2010 game before the Cowboys win a championship. Can't believe people still hate on RJ, but playing better than Ja and the other sophomores. Good point, man. Good point. Good point. So to everybody who sent the super chat, we definitely appreciate it. Knicks versus Wizards Tuesday night. See you guys then. We gotta bounce back. We out of here. Peace.